Well, a lot of us think about, you know, a court case. When we picture the trial court case, maybe Perry Mason with the judge and the witnesses, and there's a jury. They issue a verdict, and that's the end of the hour, and that's the end of the case. But what often happens is that's not the end of the case in a real case. One party who loses may want to appeal to an appellate court in Vermont, it's the Vermont Supreme Court, and say that something went wrong in that trial. There was a mistake, and they should have won, or at least they should get a chance to do it over. So that's a different area of law. It's called appellate law, and it's a whole different process. It's much more academic. It's much more focused on written legal arguments that the lawyers put before the court. It doesn't have the same kind of courtroom drama that you see in trial court, but it's very important because it's the place where law gets made, not just for each specific case, but for cases that come later. These decisions set precedents that guide the development of the law. So a solicitor general is, for a state, a lawyer that specializes in appellate work and oversees what will, for Vermont, is about 100 to 125 appeals every year.
So why hasn't the state of Vermont had a solicitor general if you've got that volume of cases?
Well, we're a smaller state. You know, it's a trend that's probably started in earnest 20 or 25 years ago in other state attorney general's offices. And, you know, as a smaller state, it maybe took some time before we decided that level of centralization was helpful. And it's also been a gradual process. I've been playing parts of this role for some time, and the attorney general decided to formalize it and bring it all under one person with this change.
Why is now an appropriate time?
Well, the work has been getting more complex, and the caseloads have been going up. And there's been a more general recognition in the legal profession that appellate work is a specialty that's different than other areas of legal practice, and that having someone who really focuses on that work and understands how these courts of appeal work and is an expert in the legal writing process is a really important person to have on your team.
We've seen some high-profile cases in Vermont lately. Did that play into the decision at all?
I don't know that any particular case played in, but I think the overall sense that the case was getting more complex all the time was part of the decision.
Bridget Acey, you noted that the Attorney General's office handles about 100 appeals a year. Do those appeals tend to be in particular sectors, or is this a fairly wide-ranging area?
The answer is a little bit of both. One of the exciting things about this job for me is that I do get to work with agencies across state government and interact with virtually every type of legal work that we do in the AG's office. But there are some areas that regularly generate large numbers of appeals. So we see probably 20 to 30 criminal appeals a year that our office handles. A huge part of the appellate docket is what we call the child protection docket. Those are appeals in cases where courts have been considering whether to perhaps terminate a parent's parental rights or otherwise has issued rulings that affect the parent-child relationship. That's a big part of the docket. And corrections cases are a significant part of the docket. And then beyond that, they are everywhere. We have environmental appeals. We have appeals related to virtually every state agency, tax, transportation, for example. So it's great to be able to work with so many exceptional colleagues across state government on a wide range of issues. Another area that I handle now for the Attorney General's office is our role nationwide in participating in cases in the U.S. Supreme Court and other federal appellate courts where issues are at stake that affect Vermonters. And one current example that's been very important to the Attorney General are the cases around the right to same-sex marriage. So we've been very active as an amicus, first supporting the court striking down the Defense of Marriage Act and now supporting, you know, the cases that are pending now, a federal right to same-sex marriage. And that's a big issue because Vermonters should have their marriages recognized, not just in Vermont, but nationwide. So it's an issue where what's going on outside Vermont has a real impact on the people that live here.
Well, it hasn't been unheard of to see cases that Vermont has been involved in at the Supreme Court. Does this mean you might argue in front of the Supreme Court someday?
I argued in front of the Supreme Court several years ago, and I might do it again, yes. I would be honored if the Attorney General selected me for that role.
Why did you want to be Solicitor General of Vermont?
It is a combination of really exciting work, the kind of work that I really enjoy. It's a chance to work with really exceptional colleagues and the chance to serve the people of the state in the best way that I can.
Bridget Acey, who has worked in the Vermont Attorney General's office since 1998, became Vermont's first Solicitor General on April 1st. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.